This is Tom Warren, Professor of Christian Evidences of Harding Graduate School of Religion and minister of the Brownsville Road Church of Christ in Memphis, Tennessee, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of the topic in which we've been involved for the last couple of times, gamblers in nothing but religion. We had begun this study by pointing out in Matthew chapter 27, verse 65, that Pilate told the Jews, "Go, you have a guard, make it as sure as you can." And I have suggested that this is wisdom for every one of us, not only in the ordinary affairs of life, which most of us do recognize, but also and especially so in the realm of the salvation of the soul. None of us buys a house without insisting on a title. None of us buys a car without insisting on a title. None of us puts money in a bank without insisting upon a receipt. None of us buys anything in the grocery market without knowing that we're getting what we paid for. For instance, the buying of hamburger meat or steak. We insist that it be weighed. And so it is while we are insistent upon being sure in these matters from ordinary life, we gamble in nothing except in the soul. Many people will accept almost anything that anybody will tell them without checking up to see if it is true. In Acts 17 and 11, we are taught to search the Scriptures daily to see if what is taught is so. And I would like to urge you to take your Bible each day and study along with me. Check up and see for yourself if what I'm telling you is true. Last time we were talking about the fact that some people gamble that they can be saved merely by being sincerely religious without any concern for having the truth. They will gamble in nothing, but they will gamble in religion. I call your attention, as concerns this matter, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 10. "And with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Now note carefully, it is possible to learn the truth, and one must learn the truth in order to be saved. And Jesus himself said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now friends, truth is not contradictory of itself. We have in our nation some 300 denominations, all claiming to be followers of Christ, and many of them, most of them, in fact, contradicting each other. Now, this simply cannot be an acceptable situation to God. Truth is not self-contradictory. Whatever is contradictory of the truth is false. And I should like also to point out to you, in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 22, a very important passage in regard to the essentiality of truth. "Seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which liveth and abideth. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. But the word of the Lord abideth forever. And this is the word of good tidings, which was preached unto you." And so you see, our souls are purified, not merely by being religious, not merely by being sincere, though of course both of those things are necessary, but our souls are saved in our obedience to the truth. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love." One must obey the commands, the instructions, must obey the will of God as concerns the plan of salvation in order to be saved. And so let me plead with you, while you may be insistent and not gamble on any of the ordinary affairs of life, do not allow yourself to be caught in the trap of gambling that you can be saved merely by being religious, when the Bible plainly declares that you must obey the truth.